And a pleasant good evening to you from courtside at Holland Christian High School. My name is Caleb Essing, joined alongside Mr. Steve Binnick for tonight's OK Green Girls Conference matchup between the 13-1 and 7-0, as well as the 7th-ranked Hamilton Lady Hawkeyes going up against the 3-10 Holland Christian Maroons. Before we start this pregame show off, Steve, what are your thoughts going into this one?
Absolutely, Caleb. Just good to be here. Glad that we finally get to call the game together. Of course, after that last matchup between the Hawkeyes, you and I were talking in the pregame just now. I mean, this rivalry isn't what it used to be. I'm looking forward to tonight, seeing how the Maroons come out, seeing what they can do. Obviously, storyline on the other side for the Hamilton Hawkeyes. Bria Skrotenberg is out, just rolled her ankle this past week, and so we're going to see how the Hawkeyes adjust moving forward. But like you said, Caleb, I don't expect much of a matchup here tonight, but yeah, you never can be too sure in a rivalry game. Obviously, see how the Maroons can handle the press of the Hawkeyes, see who's going to do the scoring with Bria out for the Hawkeyes, and then, I think it's really just going to be elementary for this Hawkeyes team if they show up and play tonight.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you on that one. Again, I've seen crazier things happen in this rivalry. I saw a 20-point game at the Civic Center last year just evaporate. In the matchup, in the first matchup in this series, it was all Hawkeyes. They led at the halftime break 42-17 in that game. They had 20 assists in that contest to Holland Christian's 13. In fact, every player on the Hawkeye roster, from number 3 Justine Bronckhorst to number 42 Sydney Peters, recorded an assist in that ball game. The one storyline for the Maroons, though, is in that ball game, they did not have their star point guard, Maddie Vanderswag. Maddie Vanderswag is the great equalizer for Holland Christian. We'll see if she can spark something for the Maroons, see if that injury is still affecting her. But, outside of Kennedy Schoonveld and Olivia Voskel, even last year with the skills Schoonveld and Voskel had, kind of a calm in the storm for the Maroons was that Maddie Vanderswag. And if Hamilton can get her in foul trouble early, that would be huge for the Hawkeyes. So earlier this week, I spoke with Hawkeyes head coach Dan Van Hecken, and here's what he had to say in tonight's edition of the Chalkboard Chat.
Here with Hawkeyes coach Dan Van Hecken. Coach, you got a 44-32 win over Unity Christian. You beat them by 30-some points the first time, but the Crusaders sure gave you a bigger challenge the second time around.
Mm-hmm. I think obviously they're getting better. They have a great coach who does not give up on any teams, and I think they do have some pieces, and they were competitive all the way to the finish, and credit goes to them.
You guys obviously had the injury to Bria Skrotenbor. Just talk about how you felt your team responded. We just talked about how the gym was dead quiet, and then you still got to go right back to playing the game. Talk about how you think the girls responded to that adversity.
Yeah, I think it's tough when your fearless leader, as she kind of is for us, does so many things for us on the offensive end and defensive end. When anybody goes down like that, and you don't have a lot of time to think about it, to change anything, you just got to go back out there and play. And sometimes that's hard for 15, 16, 17 year olds to do, and to kind of put that emotion aside and just go out there and continue to play. So it is tough, and it took a while, I thought, for us to kind of get our wheels back under us, but they did a good job of responding to that adversity.
So you look at the practice scene for you guys. I mean, you have no Bria Skrotenbor, no Allie Jennings, and you've also got some people that are pretty ill. Talk about how it's kind of difficult to keep up that practice intensity when you've got a depleted roster and with the players you're playing with are battling the illness.
I think it goes back to, I guess, my philosophy. Even like in the summer, we can only worry about the kids that are in the gym. And I know that might sound a little bit harsh, but it's true. Mm-hmm. Whenever there's an injury, we have to just, practice-wise, obviously, is nice because we're going to have a little bit more time for the discussion of people to step up. And, if everybody can just step up a little bit more and fulfill their role a little bit better, I think we'll be fine. We've played without Bria before, and we're still a good team without her.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You're a great team without Bria still. But, you've been the coach here for 15 years. You know that in this next game against Holland Christian, pretty much anything can happen in this one. We saw it at the Civic Center last year. You guys had a 20-point lead or something like that, and Holland Christian battled back to tie. You still got the win in that one, though. But, just talk about, how the girls always get up for this one and what you're going to do to keep the emotions kind of low, even though it's a rivalry game.
I don't mind them getting up for this game. I think Highland Christian will be up for this game. I know their win losses, they're not doing great on paper, but I still think they're a dangerous team, and they've got plenty of pieces to beat anybody in our conference.
Mm-hmm. We talked earlier about how in that first matchup, Highland Christian did not have Maddie Vanderswag. They have Maddie Vanderswag back for this one. She's Highland Christian's best guard. You just talk about some of the things you're going to do to try to defend her and kind of, minimize the maroon attack.
Yeah, I think she's a player that she's multidimensional, like any good player is in high school. She can defend. She can rebound a little bit. She can handle the ball. She can shoot. She can score. So whenever you add that type of caliber of player to a team that you hadn't seen before, it makes you think. It makes you game plan differently. We expect them to have a little bit more energy probably because of it. She can be an emotional player. She brings it. So.
Lastly, Coach, what do the black and gold have to do to get a victory tomorrow?
What do we need to do? I think we need to defend the paint. We also need to defend the three-point line because Highland Christian can shoot it. And like always, we need to rebound. Pretty much just protect the paint in general.
All right, thanks, Coach. Best of luck.
That was Hawkeyes coach Dan Van Hecken in tonight's edition of the Chalkboard Chat. Here's what Hawkeye forward Sydney Peters had to say.
Here with Hawkeye forward Sydney Peters. Sydney, big 44-32 win against Unity Christian on Friday night. Just talk about what some of the keys were in that one.
Well, we just had to keep working hard. We had some ups and downs throughout the game, but we just kept working. Kept running out on the floor, doing our best we could.
You saw one of your star guards, Bria Scrotenbauer, went down with an injury. Talk about what the emotional blow was of that one and how you guys had to respond to that adversity.
Yeah, we were all kind of nervous. Obviously, she's like a top player, so we just kind of had to get that out of our minds and keep going throughout the game, just like we would with her. Keep working hard.
All right, and you guys responded. You got the win 44-32, but it was a lot closer than the first time when you played against Unity Christian. What did Unity do specifically to make it a closer game?
Well, I think for us, we didn't play as well as we should have. Our defense wasn't as good. They were
like 20 more seconds.
We just kept battling hard and, got the win.
So you guys got Highland Christian on Tuesday. It's always a rivalry game. Talk about some of the things you are doing to prepare for that one.
Oh, we just keep working in practice, same as we would for any other game. Yeah.
All right, lastly, what do you guys have to do to get the win on Tuesday?
We got to come out strong, as we always do, work together. Everyone's got a place on the team. We just keep working together.
All right, thank you, Sydney.
That was Hawkeye forward Sydney Peters. Sydney is kind of a role player for the Hawkeyes. Probably will see a lot more action come next season. You look at players like Allie Jennings, who will unfortunately not be in the lineup tonight due to a concussion she sustained in practice. You don't like to joke about an injury too much, but she ran into Ricky Ettinger, and I jokingly said you could line up about 50 girls from here to Grand Rapids, and I think most of them would lose that battle to Ricky Ettinger. And obviously they're without the service of Bria Scrotenbauer, who tweaked her ankle in that game against the on Friday against the Union Christian Crusaders. But what I was saying before that, players like Allie Jennings and Sydney Peters, the players like that, the players who don't see a lot of action for the Hawkeyes, it's a plan from Dan Van Hecken. I mean, there's not a single player for this Hawkeye team that you feel won't play next year. I mean, even if they end up not playing next year, every single player you feel is working to get better, not just sitting the bench.
Absolutely, Caleb. And like you mentioned earlier when we were talking back and forth, just 15 years ago, this team really wasn't much. And what Dan Van Hecken's been able to do, and some of these, if you will, legacy players that have come through, you have a girl that's a senior, and then you'll see a name down the roster as a freshman, and they just seem to keep on replacing themselves. And so when you look at some of the seniors on this roster, even some of the juniors in the next few years, I have lots of faith that this Hamilton team, and like we've been talking about, and the community, it really is this girls' basketball team that people are looking to. I mean, it's who the community wants to support. So just within the Hamilton community, young girls, I mean, when they're looking at high school sports, they want to be basketball players.
Yes.
And when that happens in a community, that's just going to turn out some great players, and that's going to continue to reciprocate. I mean, you see the same thing at the collegiate level. If you have a good program, it tends to last for a while. So, yeah, I can just echo that, Caleb. I'm very excited to see what happens in the next few years.
When you saw it, in the 2013, Hamilton was 21-2. That was kind of the first, you know, Hamilton had been okay leading up to that, but one of the Holland Christian assistants, Callie Verkike, might be one of the reasons why Damon Hagen does not have a few more conference championships. But Hamilton was building to become a good program, and that 21-2 team, the next year, I believe Hamilton was like 10-11 or something like that. And you thought it might be a one-year wonder, but then you see a few years later, they're back to where they were. So they're just building and building and building. And if you'd have told me at this time last year that we would lose Franny Robinson, Jocelyn Bronckhorst, you know, players like that, I'm sure I'm missing some names, Annika Ediger, who's playing at Calvin right now. You know, we lost Annika Ediger, Jocelyn Bronckhorst, Franny Robinson, you know, Brooklyn Grunheide, a four-year varsity guard. If you would have told me we'd lose those four players and we'd still be sitting at the same exact record we were at last year, I don't know if I would have believed you, but players like A.J. Ediger, Ricky Ediger. I mean, Ricky Ediger came off the bench for minimal minutes last year as a sophomore, and now she's one of the best guards in the OK Green. I mean, it's players filling their role and becoming what they need to be. So for this Holland Christian team, they have a 3-10 record, and in their last five matchups, they are just 1-4. But don't let that fool you. They played Zeeland East, and Zeeland East is second in the OK Green Conference. But they lost that ball game by 12, and the Maroons really played them tough. But in the end, the Chicks had a little too much. Meg Morehouse was great in that one for Zeeland East. She's always good. But this Maroons team, they're coming around, and, you know, I do think Hamilton is obviously the favorite team, but I don't know if I'm expecting the dominance we saw in that first matchup. In the last five matchups in the rivalry, it's been all Hamilton. Hamilton won 66-39 last season. The matchup before that was a 51-42 win in the Class B District Championship over in Allendale. They won before that 45-43 at the Civic Center, and then 50-37 in the matchup at Hamilton, and then the two matchups before that, the year before, were also Hawkeye victories. So with that, we will take a short break. We will have the Star Spangled Banner and the introduction of the starting lineups. You're listening to Hamilton Hawkeye Basketball on Covering Hawkeye Sports. There is the Star Spangled Banner. Now the introduction of the starting lineup. First for the Hamilton Hawkeyes. We talked about how they're going to replace Bria Scrotenbore. Well, let's just keep it with Scrotenbore. They send out her sister, Sierra Scrotenbore. Also at guard, they send out Ricky Ettinger. She's a junior guard for Hamilton. She kind of is what I like to call an old-school point guard for Hamilton. You know, she might score only 4 or 5 points, but she might have 7 assists. You know, she's kind of the facilitator of this offense. Obviously, the star freshman for the Hawkeyes, A.J. Ettinger, can shoot that triple like no 6-foot-2 girl I've ever seen. They also send out Ashlyn Wolfram, the 6-foot forward, can really bang on the boards, and I feel almost has to be averaging a double-double this year. And, of course, Sarah Burrish as well. For the Holland Christian Maroons, they send out Missy Moss, a 5'9 senior, as well as Tori Roskamp. That's a 3-year starter as well at 6'1". Kaylee Dykema comes in, my mistake, 6'1" junior for Holland Christian. And Hannah Lertzma, a 5'8 sophomore. She got pulled up for the district tournament, but didn't play all of last year with the Maroons. And Maddie Vanderswag, the key for the Maroons, the 5'10". 5'10 senior for the Maroons.
Absolutely. Both teams getting ready here, Caleb, in their pregame rituals. Always fun to see. And, yeah, I mean, like we've been talking about, it's really about the start of this game. And I figure that if the Hawkeyes come out, the Lady Hawkeyes, that is, and do what they need to do, and it's going to be a great matchup here tonight. But like we said, we're expecting the Hawkeyes to take care of business here tonight. Obviously, Maddie Vanderswag has different ideas, so we'll see what she can do right off the tip. And for that tip, it's going to be Ricky Ettinger, or my apologies, A.J. Ettinger, and as well as looks like Dykema in there.
Yeah. We'll see what the one thing Holland Christian has, and I'm interested to see, they have a good amount of height on this team. It's whether or not they can handle the Hawkeye press. But down, if they slow this game down, this is exactly what Holland Christian wants to do. Tips underway. A.J. Ettinger tips it down. It's a Maroon basketball. It's Vanderswag. Guarded by Ricky Ettinger. 32-32. Now skips it over now to Lertzma. Lertzma takes a few dribbles back to Tori Roskamp. Roskamp thought about the pass. Instead, it will get it over now to Vanderswag. Vanderswag's going to attack. Now out Roskamp. Roskamp feeds Lertzma, and Lertzma will get a screen from Roskamp. Lertzma tries to go down low. Roskamp, Burrish, and Wolfram Pinner. It will stay with the Maroons. No, it's going back to the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, good first possession there for the Maroons, even though they have the turnover at the end of it. A little bit of confusion there by the referee, Caleb. But, I mean, they move the ball well around well, get some in and out of action, try to get that pass down low. But, I mean, right away, confident, they're just attacking that Hawkeye defense.
It's going to be A.J. Ettinger. Now Sierra Scrotenbore feeds Ricky Ettinger. Now Sarah Burrish on the wing. Burrish, Hamilton with a 4-out attack. Actually, it looks like more like a 5-out attack. Now A.J. Ettinger. A.J.'s going to get guarded tightly. Now Ricky feeds Wolfram on the wing. Wolfram back to Ettinger. Ettinger feeds A.J. Ettinger. A.J. will pull a 3. That one's up. No good. Rebound there by Wolfram. Wolfram's going to go up, lay it up. No good. Might have been a foul. Another rebound by Wolfram. That's her second of the night. Wolfram feeds A.J. Ettinger. A.J.'s going to put it up for 2 and score on the guy's feed from Wolfram.
You know, Caleb, she just really is impressive down low. You'd never guess that she's a freshman with her size, her maturity, the way she plays. Just doesn't get the 3-ball to fall. Grabs her, really gets the pass inside, and just puts it up. Hey, that'll work.
Roskamp going all the way to the cup, put it up over A.J. Ettinger. A.J. commits the foul, and Tori Roskamp hits for Holland Christian. And, you know, look on that possession. Hamilton allows a little bit of middle penetration and ends up costing the fouls of Hawkeyes a foul as well as a basket. So it's going to be 2 for Roskamp, and she'll try to complete the old-fashioned 3-point play.
That's right, Caleb. I'm praising A.J. on one end of the floor, and the other end she gets beat, and now the free one on its way, up and good. So a 3-2 lead as we continue for the Lady Maroons.
Ricky Ettinger, now to Sierra Scrotenbore, the freshman. Skips it to a fellow freshman, A.J. Ettinger. A.J. hesitates, now gets it back to Sierra Scrotenbore. A.J. on the wing. Tries to skip it over to another freshman. They're playing back and forth. Sierra trying to go down low, Burrish. Burrish is going to go up, lay it in the foul. Sarah Burrish.
Strong move there by Burrish underneath. You have to think that, I mean, the reason she's strong, all of her brothers. Seems like, I mean, it is all of them. Went through Wabash College. But Sarah will be at the line. Nice finish there with the left hand and the foul.
And the foul was going to go there on Missy Moss. That's her first, team's first. See if Sarah can convert here on the old-fashioned 3-point play. Hamilton's been good at the foul line ever since that opening night loss to Jenison. Free throws up, no good. Rebounded there by the Maroons, Dykema. It's going to be won by Wolfram, though, the loose ball now to Sierra Scrotenbore. Scrotenbore feeds Ricky Ettinger. Ricky's going to attack. Feed A.J. on the wing. A.J. thought about the 3. Instead gets it back to Ricky. We got a whistle here. We got a official's timeout. Not sure what they're...
I believe it's Kaylee Dykema. She seems a little bit shaken up after that slip. Caleb saw her reaching down for her knee. So
Allison Vandenbrink will come in for Holland Christian. We'll see how she does in this one. She's another senior that has some size for the Maroons. I mean, she's 6 foot. She's looking at Ashlyn Wolfram in the eye. So we'll see what can happen with that matchup. Ricky Ettinger will inbound the ball for the Hawkeyes. Hamilton running an attack here. Ricky's going to send it into A.J. Ettinger. We've played about 2 minutes. It's 4-3 Hamilton. Dumping it down low, Wolfram. Wolfram skips it back out, Burrish. Burrish thought about the three. No. Back to Ricky Ettinger. Ricky takes her time. Going to take a few dribbles. Now back to Ashlyn Wolfram. If you're Hamilton, you don't want Wolfram out in the wing. Instead, Sierra Scrollmore feeds to A.J. Ettinger. A.J. will pull a three. That one looks no good. It's rebounded there by the Maroons. It's Roskamp. Loose ball. One by Vanderswag. A one-on-two. Going to go at it is Vanderswag. Up over Ettinger and scores. So there's that player of Vanderswag.
Yeah, you're right, Caleb. Just on the fast break. Makes the most of the opportunity. Gets the 2 points.
Ettinger feeds Sierra Scrollmore. Thought about three. Back out A.J. Ettinger. A.J.'s going to take her time. Back to Sierra Scrollmore. Sierra had a wide open three, but they've not been falling so far, so Hamilton's going to run a smaller attack. Got a push there called on Missy Moss. That's going to be her second. Becca Goodman set to check in for Hamilton. She's a player for Hamilton that's gotten a lot more time as the season wore on. Sadie Weird also for Holland Christian. But it's what we talked about in pregame, how Dan Van Hecken gets the most out of his players. You look at Becca Goodman at the beginning of the year, it was about 3 minutes a game. A.J. Ettinger wide open for three. That one missed as well, but rebounded by Burrish. Burrish put it up, no good. Rebounded by Wolfram, up, no good. Another rebound by Wolfram. Skips it, over, two-point shot, no good. Rebound there, Vanderswag. Hamilton already with four offensive rebounds to Holland Christian's none. Roskamp up and no good. Might have been a travel. Rebounded there by the Maroons. It's going to be put up and no good by Lertzma. And a rebound to Burrish.
Fast-paced action up and down the floor for both of these teams right now, Caleb. Neither team really getting into a rhythm here early.
Ricky Ettinger's got a long-range two. She'll launch. She missed everything. Rebound to Vandenbrink. Vandenbrink now to Vanderswag. We've played about 3 minutes. Sally Merrill to check in for the Hawkeyes. Vanderswag's going to get a screen from Vandenbrink. Skips down the corner now over to Allison Vandenbrink. Now out Roskamp. Roskamp's a dangerous player, but she picks up her dribble. The Cardinals send to do against Hamilton. We're going to get a triple try here from Lertzma. It's good! And it's an 8-4 lead for Holland Christian. So the upstart Maroons have built an 8-4 lead here early.
Yeah, Lertzma coming off the screen, has the wide open look, and she won't miss from there. Knocks it down.
Goodman, we're going to get a tie up here. Jump ball. It's going to stay with the black and gold.
Caleb, this is what we're talking about, though, early on here. I mean, 4:28 left in the first quarter, but it's 8-4. Holland Christian up. And, I mean, this is just what the doctor ordered. He caused a little bit of confusion. He caused a little bit of chaos.
Absolutely.
You never know what's going to happen.
And you've seen it before. Hamilton has had quarters, first quarters, where they haven't played the best. But, you know, they've always found a way to overcome it. They've always built a lead at the end of the quarter. We'll see if they can do that here in this one. Goodman now feeds Sally Merrill. Merrill takes her time. Now over to Ricky Ettinger. She's been quiet tonight so far. Hamilton not getting much action. And a turnover by Ettinger. It's stolen by Roskamp. And now it's going to be Vanderswag. 4:14 to go in the first. Maroons by four. Vanderswag gets a screen from Roskamp, skips it in the corner. It's going to be Lertzma. Lertzma tried to skip it across to Vandenbrink and got there somehow. Roskamp gets a screen. Skips it now over to number 22. That's Weirda. Now back over Lertzma. Lertzma skips it to Vanderswag. Vanderswag will launch it. That'd be a big one for Holland Christian. It missed everything. Going to have a foul called here. It's going to be called on the Maroons.
Vandenbrink just off the ball, really, on that rebound. So.
Yep, and there is Vandenbrink they get. So. That's her first team third. The other two were on Missy Moss. As we said earlier, Hamilton without the play of Allie Jennings and Bria Scrotenbor. Ricky Ettinger feeds Becca Goodman. Goodman feeds Burrish now in the corner. Burrish, good skip pass over to Merrill. Merrill thought about the three, might have traveled. Now Burrish feeds Goodman. Goodman thought about the three, goes around it. We're going to get a travel call there on Becca Goodman.
Yeah, she knew it right away, too. As soon as she makes that move, she just got caught between two minds. That'll happen, but another turnover for the Hawkeyes and still looking to settle in, but that's, like you said, definitely the absence of Bria Scrotenbor. That is absolutely being felt by this Hawkeyes offense right now.
That's two turnovers on the Hawkeyes, but they still haven't looked like they have much flow. Vanderswag, guarded by Ettinger. Vanderswag's going to go around. He's going to stop and pop for two. It rolled out and a rebound to Ettinger. Ricky crosses over on Vanderswag, showing some of that speed. The old school point guard, as I say, feeds Merrill. Merrill now to Burrish. Burrish feeds Goodman. Goodman on the wing. Back out Burrish. Burrish feeds to Ricky Ettinger. Down low Wolfram. Wolfram's going to spin back out Goodman. Goodman will launch a three. That one missed everything. But a rebound there by Vanderswag. Vanderswag has played very, very well so far in this one. Hasn't necessarily had the scoring threat. It's a turnover there by the Maroons. Their first tonight. Ricky Ettinger, we're going to get a charge call there on Ricky Ettinger.
Yep, and there you go. So, I mean, Vanderzweig makes her first mistake. Just as you're saying, she's playing well, Caleb, and turns around, gets her feet in position, takes the charge. And I mean, that's the momentum that you want out of your senior leader if you're the Holland Christian Maroons. And Vanderzweig doing it all, like you said, thus far.
I mean, she hasn't had a she has one basket so far, but she's really been the facilitator of this Maroon offense. Lertzma with the basketball for Holland Christian. Now hands it over down. It's Roskamp on the wing. Roskamp attacks. Skips it out. Dykema. Dykema for three. That'd be a big one. No good. Rebound to Tori Roskamp. Got it right over Merrill. Put it up. Roskamp and the foul.
Another case of a second chance basket for the Maroons. And the foul. And hey, this will now be their third opportunity at an and one. And
It's been crazy for Holland Christian. That's their second offensive rebound, and they've gotten and ones off both of them. We'll see what Holland Christian used here on the free throw. It missed it. Rebound there, though, by the Maroons. Another offensive rebound. And it's Dykema, and they skip it over. It's going to be over and back. Vanderswag will touch it. No, she won't, but it will be under the basket where the Hawkeyes will get it. And Dan Van Hecken wants a 30-second timeout. So you could not have dreamt a better start, you know, for a – you could not have dreamt the better start for this Holland Christian team. They lead 10-4 with 2:29 to go in the first. So, I mean, we got an update from the boys' game. Kind of an upset there, too, after one. Hamilton leads Holland Christian 11-10. It's been a great – that'd be a stunning upset if the Hawks – 11-10 Hamilton, absolutely. So if Hamilton can get a – if Hamilton can get a win in that one, that might turn their season around. I mean, never underestimate the morale boost for a Hawkeye team with a win over their rival.
Yeah, Caleb, not being a local guy, but coming into the Hamilton community for the past 3 years, you've always felt like there's been a few pieces just missing for that Hamilton boys team, but you got a few guys. I mean, I think specifically of a guy like Brad Osborne. You've got the tools there, as in the girls' game, Sarah Burris puts up a three. That won't go.
We'll frame the rebound, though.
Good. Yep. But, I mean, a case of, we talked about it early on with this Hamilton team, the girls' side that is with Van Hecken. The guys' side just hasn't figured it out quite yet, but always hoping, like you said, one win and that can turn the season around.
Good ball moon here by the Maroons. They cycle it around, get it to Dykema. Dykema's on the wing, guarded by Wolfram. Hamilton defense, great. The good defense here. The Hawkeye bench going crazy. Dykema now steps around Wolfram. He's going to skip it back out now to Lertzma. Lertzma's going to attack. Get met by Wolfram, and they're going to get a foul called there on Ashton Wolfram. I don't know about that one. Wolfram looked to be straight up, and they're going to get Becca Goodman, actually.
Yeah, looking across at the fans, it seemed like fans on both sides thinking that they may have been in travel, but instead, two shots here for Lertzma.
You can't, as a Hamilton supporter, though, you can't get let, you can't, whether it was a foul or not, you can't let a girl dribble all the way down to the block and expect good things to happen for your team as Lertzma.
Yeah, you're right, Caleb. You're right.
11-6, Holland Christian. 1:55 to go in the first. But like I said, whether or not Hamilton wins this game, if this Hamilton season is going to go as they want it to, a little adversity is not the end of the world for them. Lertzma's second. No good. Rebounded there by the freshman, AJ Ettinger. They're going to get Tori Roskamp there. That's going to be Roskamp's first and the team's fourth.
Explanation from the official here. And yeah, just the push from behind on the rebound.
Roskamp and... Roskamp has been great early, as well as Vanderswag. A.J. Ettinger gets led a little too far there by Sierra Scromer, but nonetheless, she has the basketball. A.J. might have had it stolen, but she doesn't. Now to Becca Goodman. And it's going to be nearly stolen again, but Goodman will get it, and she's fouled there. I believe they're going to get Lertzma.
Yeah, just bailed out there, honestly, for the Hawkeyes as that defense came on strong.
And they got Hannah Lertzma, and that's going to be her first team's fifth. So another thing for Hamilton to get back into this ball game is to get to the free throw line, and they haven't attempted a single free throw yet in this one. Ricky Ettinger sets up the offense. He's going to try to dump it in to A.J. Ettinger. A.J. takes her time, goes up, laid it in. What a move by the freshman. That's four for A.J. It's a one-possession game with 90 seconds to go in the first. It's Maddie Vanderswag.
Yeah, we talked about A.J. Ettinger in the pregame, and I mean, obviously her three-point shooting is what's been so impressive this year, but at her height, you get her down low, and she makes those moves inside. Easy way to get a couple buckets, get back into the game.
Lertzman went right around the Hawkeye defender. Nonetheless, it's rebounded by Wolfram. Ricky Ettinger is going to run. 1:14 to go here in the first. Ricky going all the way to the cup with some speed. Missed the lay-in. Rebounded there by Ricky Ettinger, but it's loose. Lertzman has it. Lertzman's running the other way for the Bruins. It's a 3-on-2. Lertzman's going all by herself. Puts it up over Sierra. Scrotenborn scores. What a nice coast-to-coast action by Hannah Lertzman to make it 13-8 with 55 seconds left in the first. Now it's Ashton Wolfram feeds Sierra Scrotenborn. Back to Sally Merrill. Merrill feeds Ricky Ettinger. Ettinger on the wing with 45 seconds to go. Hawkeyes down by 5 here in this one. Ricky Ettinger attacks. Put up a wild shot. No good. Rebound to Wolfram. Wolfram had blocked. But they're going to get a foul called there on, I believe, Kaylee Dykema. That's going to be her first team 6th. Officials not letting these teams play a lot here early. It's been a pretty tightly called game, but we're going to see the first action for Justine Bronckhorst tonight, the sophomore for Hamilton's sister. Jocelyn Bronckhorst graduated last year. She'll check in with Sarah Burrish, but if Hamilton wants to win this game, which, I mean, they're going to need to convert from the line. They cannot have many empty trips. And Ashton Wolfram, a player who has gotten so much better at the free throw line, converts, and Hamilton's 1 of 1 so far. Good minutes there from Sally Merrill, and she'll check out. She'll need to play a lot more than she usually does with the absence of Scrotenborn as Wolfram hits her second. A lot more Hawkeye fans here than Maroon supporters, even though this game is at Holland Christian High School. Lertzman to inbound it. Vanderswag, Hamilton kind of in a 2-1-2 diamond press. Stolen. Ricky Ettinger picked her pocket clean. Ricky Ettinger all alone. Ricky will lay it up and in.
Yeah, nice play there by Ettinger. Just getting the steal and the finish. Big for the Hawkeyes.
Ettinger has been great early. Vanderswag going to get trapped. And here's that Hamilton press. Going to be out of bounds. It's going to go back to the Hawkeyes. Ettinger again. Can't talk much more about Ettinger and what she's been able to do early.
Right there. And she gets help from her teammate, Sarah Burrish. I mean, two... veteran leaders, not quite, you know, obviously with Ettinger having another year yet, but Sarah Burrish, one of the seniors on this team, and I mean, it's those plays, it's the hustle plays that are going to make the difference for a team that's this good.
10 seconds to go, Hawkeyes trail by 1, and a turnover there by A.J. Ettinger.
Yeah, I believe her sister just got a little bit ahead of herself, thought she had that ball in her hands before she actually caught it, tried to make the move before she actually had the basketball, and the ball just rolls out of bounds.
Lertzma will inbound the basketball for Holland Christian. 8:04 to go in the first. It's chaos here in the Holland Christian Gymnasium. Vanderswag, 6 seconds to go. Going to get trapped in the corner. Vanderswag's going to stop, pop for 3. Air balls. That'll be the end of the first. So, after one, the upset-minded Holland Christian Maroons lead 13-12. And we've seen similar things this year for the Hawkeyes where they've just... It's been really, really, they've been close early. But what Hamilton's able to do is they're able to bury teams in the second. That's been what's been able to propel them past teams is when they meet that adversity, they usually hit it strong. And if they want to win in the tournament, they're going to need to do that because they're not going to bull rush teams. You know, we saw them play Holland. It was like, you know, 35-4 or something like that. You won't see that in the tournament. So like I said, a little adversity, it won't hurt these Hawkeye ladies.
Absolutely, and I mean, Caleb, I just want to comment on after the first time out taken by Coach Van Hecken, the Hawkeyes team came out. You could tell there was a little bit of nerves, and maybe it is the absence of a couple of those upperclassmen here tonight. But then I feel like maybe a part of that trend is at that first quarter break, a chance to talk things over. You know, you kind of get rid of those nerves, especially obviously that they don't have the undefeated monkey on their back. But at a 13-1 team, you've got a target on your back. Every single team you're going into or every single gym you're going into, especially away from home, teams are looking to beat you. And, I mean, for a Holland Christian team that's 3-10, a win over Hamilton could make their season, Caleb. So I definitely think these Hawkeye girls know that.
And absolutely, I mean, there's no school that Holland Christian wants to be more than Hamilton. There's no school that Hamilton wants to be more than Holland Christian. So like I said, there's crazy things have happened in this ball game. I think we're seeing one tonight. Vanderswag now. Guarded by Bronckhorst and Ettinger. Vanderswag's going to take it on over to Dykema. Dykema feeds Roskamp. She was great in the first 8 minutes. Roskamp skips it over to Lertzma. Lertzma guarded by Sierra Scrotenborn. Back out now. It's number 22 for the music. Oh, wide open underneath Tori Roskamp. She's already got 7 points here for the Maroons and is part of their 15-12 lead. Ricky Ettinger now. I'd like to point out here, this is a team that Hamilton beat 66-39 and was up 42-17 against in the first meeting. Trying to go down low, A.J. Ettinger, another steal. Hamilton, for once, it's Hamilton that looks flustered. They have four turnovers. Tylen Christian's one. Make it two as they lead Roskamp a little too far on that pass, and we got another injury here. For the Hawkeyes, can't see who it is. Is that A.J. Ettinger? And it is A.J. Ettinger.
Yeah, Caleb, you hate to see that, and immediately she's grabbing for that back leg, and you don't want to assume the worst, but...
This is not, out of all the things the Hawkeyes need, they're already without Allie Jennings and Bria Skrotenbor. The last thing you need was another injury, and to have it come to the freshman... To have it come to the star freshman. Hamilton already missing one starter and missing two players to have another injury, and it doesn't look to be too good right now.
Right, absolutely.
We saw it. Unfortunately, this is the second ball game in a row where I've had to talk quietly because the gym is so quiet.
Right.
You see AJ standing up. See if I can see around the Hawkeye bench and not putting any weight on that.
That left leg, yeah, that left ankle. And
again, as if Hamilton didn't have enough adversity coming into this game. That's the third injured Hawkeye. And Hamilton, you see the Ettinger parents laughing a little bit there in the stands. They got one tough girl. They've got four really tough girls that have represented this Hawkeye girls program so well. But, you know, part of it has to be that you start with 13 players, now down to 10 in practice, plus they've been battling the flu bug. We'll see if AJ comes back in, but you could hear, you know, the tears were flowing there, and when the tears are flowing with AJ Ettinger, you know something's wrong, because she's one of the toughest girls I've ever seen, especially as a freshman.
Thankfully, we're back on the way now, Caleb.
7:10 to go in the second. Hawkeyes trail by three. Ricky Ettinger now feeds Sarah Burrish back to Ricky Ettinger. Ettinger's going to attack. Now Sierra Scrotmore. Now to Justine Bronckhorst. Bronckhorst back to Scrotmore. Now to Ricky Ettinger. Now Burrish. Burrish back out Sierra Scrotmore. Now to Justine Bronckhorst. Back to Scrotmore. Now Ricky Ettinger. Ricky's going to go down low. Burrish, what a feed. Burrish missed the lay-in. Oh, Sarah Burrish with a wide open two. It did not fall. Hamilton not picking up the ball. Now on the wing, it's Dykema. Dykema now feeds Lertzma. Lertzma attacks. It's all the way to the floor, and they're going to foul. Travel on Wolf. Yes, the travel called on Lertzma. I thought they were going to get Wolfram there with a foul, but they get the travel before it.
Yeah, Lertzma just got a little bit out of control going to the basket. Again, wasn't sure if she wanted to pass, wanted to take it all the way with the right hand, and there's the turnover. Hawkeyes the other direction.
Ricky Ettinger. Ettinger trying to go to Burrish. Burrish has it right at the three-point line of Bronckhorst in the corner. Bronckhorst now to Ettinger. Ettinger feeds Burrish. Ricky Ettinger now again. Getting it back to Sarah Burrish. Burrish now to Sierra Scrotenbor. Now to Bronckhorst. Burrish down low, all alone, lays it in.
Nice pass there by Bronckhorst. The sophomore just... finding Burrish down low, and like you said, I mean, she missed one on the last possession, did Sarah Burrish, but won't miss that one.
Roskamp. Now to Vanderswag. Back over to Weirda. Now to Roskamp. Roskamp feeds Dykema. 15-14 Maroons. Trying to skip it in the corner. They do. Hawkeye bench going crazy. Ball's loose on the floor. They get it out, Vanderswag. It's a shot she's not afraid to take. Instead, she'll attack. Skip back out. Dykema, ball's loose on the floor. Stolen, Justine Bronckhorst. No, we're going to have a jump ball. Nearly stolen. And it will go back to the Hawkeyes, though.
Heck of a play there by Weirda on the floor. That could have very easily been an easy two at the other end on the fast break for the Hawkeyes, but she was able to rip that ball back outside of Justine's hands. Hawkeyes will have possession nonetheless.
Burrish inbounds there to Ricky Ettinger. Still no word on... AJ Ettinger. We don't want to speculate. We did that a little bit with Bria Scrollmore on Friday. You don't want to speculate, but you know, you fear the worst after such a horrific injury like that. Ricky Ettinger now skips it over Bronckhorst. Bronckhorst steps into a two in rhythm, missed it, but goes right to Burrish, and she scores. And Hamilton leads for the first time tonight.
Six for Burrish, three easy baskets. See if Sarah Burrish can get hot here tonight.
I will say, usually I'm up top on the track to be right next to Dan Van Hecken and hear all this intensity. Boy, it shows you why this team's so successful. Simpson now with the basketball. Skips it now over to Roskamp. Roskamp back to Simpson. Roskamp, Simpson. Pass nearly stolen, it is! Wolfram! Make it five turnovers for the Maroons. Make actually six, and it's four on their last five possessions. Goodman, now to Bronckhorst. Now Goodman. Now when you see a player go down, if you can rise above that, that was a huge, that'd be a huge morale boost for this team. Ricky Ettinger, now to Wolfram. Wolfram now to Ettinger. Ettinger feeds Goodman. Goodman guarded tightly there by Weirda. Bronckhorst takes a few dribbles. Holland Christian now in a 3-2 zone. We'll see if Hamilton can exploit it. Goodman. Now back Wolfram. Ettinger.
Good patience shown by this Hamilton offense.
Trying to go down low. Wolfram. Saved by Wolfram off of Weirda, and it will stay with the Hawkeyes. The hustle by Ashlyn Wolfram. It's unbelievable to see her play basketball.
Yeah, she's a great player, and I mean, there, just to be aware of her feet, obviously have the know-how to throw that ball back off her opponent. And Justine Bronckhorst will be back on the bench. Obviously, some really good minutes as she got applause from her assistant coach there, Mary Ayers.
Ettinger feeds Burrish. Burrish laid it in again. Sarah Burrish with eight here in the first half. And you know, Mary Ayers is a busy lady with a JV and freshman, but another thing, Hamilton's successful because of its coaches at the younger level. We'll talk more about that at the next timeout. Vanderswag, triple by Roskamp, no good. Ricky Ettinger the rebound. This is where Hamilton can go on a little bit of a run. They get Vanderswag there with a foul.
Nice rebound there by Ricky Ettinger. Pulls that one down and then gets the bump.
Seven fouls there on the Maroons, and now Ricky Ettinger will have a chance to shoot some free throws. Hamilton's 2 of 2 from the line tonight with the makes by Ashlyn Wolfram. And Ash is a really good player for Hamilton, but so is Ricky. And if Hamilton's going to be successful, it's got to start at the line. Ricky's first of the 1-1 is pure. Hawkeyes 3 for 3 from the charity stripe. 4-point lead for the Hawkeyes, and Heather Swearing is going to take a 30-second timeout, and Hamilton on a 7-0 run. And to do that with A.J. Ettinger on the bench shows you that this Hamilton team isn't new to adversity. Even though it appeared they're new to adversity, with the 13-1 record this year and the 23-2 record last year, 17-5 the year before, they've still had players go down. They've still had games where they've been down. They make the most of bad situations, and that's why they've been so successful.
That's right, and like you said, it starts at the head, and with head coach Van Hecken, rather.
Slipped at the other one there with Heather Swearing.
Yeah, that's right, and head coach Dan Van Hecken, he just keeps such a cool head, and I mean, I was very impressed with him, and like you said, you could hear a pin drop when Ettinger went down. And he was able to rally these girls together. And obviously, like you said, since that injury, I mean, it's been a 7-0 run.
Ricky Ettinger to try to convert from the foul line to go 4-4. She does. 2-2 from line for Ettinger. 4-4 for the team. Halftime score, Holland Christian leads Hamilton 23-17. Vanderswag is going to get trapped by Merrill. Look at the hustle there by the Hawkeyes. But Vanderswag gets around it. Lertzma. Hamilton going man-to-man defense. And Simpson was out of bounds, so another turnover to the Maroons. Hamilton has outscored Holland Christian this quarter 8-2, and we still have 3:12 to go. Ricky Ettinger. Merrill. Now Ricky Ettinger gets some instructions from Dan Van Hecken. 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Ricky Ettinger. Now to Becca Goodman. Goodman back to Ettinger. Feeds Wolfram. Wolfram now to Goodman. Goodman back to Ettinger. Goodman launches for three. That'd be a big one for Hamilton. It's no good. What a rebound by Burrish. Lost it, but it will stay with the Hawkeyes with 2:44 to go.
As you score all those points down low, Caleb, as you know, the shots around the perimeter start to open up. You talked about it, Hall and Christian falling into that 3-2 zone. So obviously the Hawkeyes are going to try to make it rain from outside.
And we've seen them do that before. Shots not falling so far tonight. Ricky Ettinger. Ettinger now out Goodman. Goodman now to Ricky Ettinger. Ricky Ettinger feeds Wolfram. Wolfram now to Merrill. Merrill skips across Becca Goodman. Goodman down low Burrish. Burrish back out Merrill. Merrill now Wolfram. Good ball movement by the Hawkeyes, but Wolfram's going to get called for three. No, they're going to get Burrish for 3 seconds in the lane. Five turnovers for the Hawkeyes, six for the Maroons, and it's still a five-point game. Vanderswag. Island Christian has lost its last six in this rivalry.
Vanderswag's done a really nice job of getting away from the defense, even when she's got herself in positions where, you know, you've even said that she may be trapped. She's been able to get out of that. There she picks up a foul.
Sierra Scromore comes into the ball game. We got five fouls on the Hawkeyes, seven on the Maroons. So Hamilton's got to go at the basket. They've got a chance to hit some free throws, and they've done so already. Vanderswag now on the wing for the Maroons. It's Legwater. Now to Roskamp. Back out Dykema. Dykema now over to Weirda. Weirda's going to fight for it. It's going to be Scromore. It's going to go back to the Hawkeyes. Another turnover for the Maroons. Their seventh of the night. Wolfram feeds Sierra Scromore. The future of Hamilton Hawkeye basketball.
That's right. And not to cut you off, Caleb, but I love Dan Van Hecken just pulling aside Sierra. And, you know, just a teachable moment there. A little bit too much contact. Luckily, she got away from it on that loose ball. But that's just a moment where you see Dan Van Hecken and him as the head coach really shining.
Burrish now goes a little up and under. Good move by Sarah, and she scores. 10 first half points for Sarah Burrish. She stepped up, and the Hawkeyes lead 22-15. And it's a 10-2 Hawkeye route. Vanderswag, 1:19 to go here in the first half. Burtsma, guarded by Goodman. Back now over to Simpson. That's Legwater. Vanderswag. Now Roskamp. Roskamp feeds Dykema. Dykema guarded by Burrish. 1:04 to go in the first half. Dykema going up and under. No good. Rebound is going to be batted out by Sally Merrill. Legwater will inbound for the Maroons. They're going to inbound it to number 25, Dykema. Skips it now over to Lertzma. Lertzma back out Vanderswag. Vanderswag feeds it down the wing now to Legwater. Pass going to be deflected, nearly stolen, and we're going to get a foul called here. And I believe either Wolfram or Sally Merrill, and they get Sally Merrill. And it's going to be Sally's first, team six. So Holland Christian needs to go up the basket because they get one more foul. They're shooting free throws. Legwater to inbound. Gets it to Vanderswag. Vanderswag up and under. No good. Rebound to Wolfram. Goes to Burrish. Burrish will run it with 41 seconds to go. Scromore. Ball nearly stolen. Going up is Vanderswag. It's going to be a one-on-one with Burrish. Good defense by Sarah. Even better shot from Vanderswag.
Hey, Caleb, happens to the best of us. But, yeah, nice take there by Vanderswag. Just taking Sarah Burrish. And now a couple missed passes here by the Hawkeyes, so
they dodged a few bullets.
Absolutely. They'll hold probably for the last shot, I'd imagine now, Caleb.
22-17 Hamilton. Scrotenborg down low Burrish. Burrish will attack. Now back out Sally Merrill. Sal gets it now over to Sierra Scrotenborg, another steal. And it's going to be Vanderswag. Up over Sierra Scrotenborg, she scores. And that's the buzzer. So after one, it's Hamilton 22, Holland Christian 19. And who would have thought that it would have been a real close ball game, but that's exactly what we have here in this one. You know, Steve, what are some of your thoughts there on that first half?
Absolutely. Obviously, it's the injury to A.J. Ettinger. I mean, just really hard to see and visibly shaken up were the Hawkeyes. Now actually just as we're talking here, it's nice to see AJ up and walking under her own power. So sometimes when you have an injury like that, it's a little bit of shock and awe at first. But, I mean, the real story for the Hawkeyes, Sarah Burrish stepping up.
Absolutely.
Getting some points down low, 10 in the first half. And on the other side, I mean, Caleb, you called it from the start with Vanderswag, Maddie Vanderswag, senior, 5'10", the guard. I mean, she just really moves the basketball well, facilitates the offense. She gets two steals there at the end of the half, two hard-earned baskets, you know, one taken right at Sarah Burrish, the other outrunning the Hawkeyes down the floor. And, I mean, just like that, if you're Hamilton, you're going in with a 22-15 lead, even if you don't convert on that final possession. But instead, you know, two turnovers at the end of the half. And just like that, I mean, we've got a one-possession game here going into the second half.
Well, that will do it for us. We'll take about a 9-minute and 10-second break. You're listening to Hamilton Hawkeye Basketball and covering Hawkeye sports. Welcome back to Holland Christian High School. My name is Caleb Essing, joined once more by Mr. Steve Binning. And, Steve, that was a much more eventful first half than either of us were expecting.
Absolutely, and I mean, it's really been the story of the Holland Christian Maroons just responding to this Hawkeyes offense, and it's been the second chance opportunities for both teams, grabbing those offensive boards, and then as well as the fast break points off of the turnovers for both of these teams as well. Like we said, it's been cold from outside for the Hawkeyes, but Sarah Burrish has made up for that down low with 10 points. And then on the other side, Vanderswag, I believe she has 6 for the Maroons. Correct me if I'm wrong, Caleb, but we'll see how this continues in the third quarter.
See A.J. Ettinger walking out with a little bit of ice and a brace of some kind, Mateen Cleaves-esque for the Hawkeyes. It's going to be Maddie Vanderswag. Steve, I hope you understood that reference coming from Pittsburgh.
I did, Caleb. That was what the smile was for.
Even the Pittsburgh guy remembers that. Moss, now to Roskamp. We played 12 seconds. Holland Christian still with the ball in the perimeter. Lertzma's going to attack. Put it up over. Scrumborn, no good, but they're going to give Sierra a foul.
Yeah, it just seemed like Sierra kind of lost her footing there, Caleb, and then fell in. Fell into Lertzma. My apologies, but now Hannah will be at the line to shoot 2.
See if Holland Christian can do good at the line. They've already hit 2 free throws tonight. One of them was Lertzma earlier. That one caught the front end of the rim and bounced off. But again, you saw it. Just 16 seconds into this half, and Holland Christian already has a middle drive, and they've gotten to the line. Lertzma trying to convert 1 of 2 on the trip. Her second one is pure. And we got ourselves a 2-point ball game. Ettinger, guarded by Vanderswag. He's going to get it over now. Now to Sierra Scrotenbor. Back to Ricky Ettinger. Back to Sierra Scrotenbor. Now to Ettinger. They just came playing back and forth with each other. Now Ettinger will attack and give it to Sierra Scrotenbor. This time, though, she's on the wing. Now Sally Merrill, guarded tightly by Dykem, and now it's Vanderswag. Ettinger now to Sierra Scrotenbor. Back to Ettinger. Hamilton not getting much down low. Merrill skips it to Wolfram. Wolfram going up and under. Laying it up. No good. Got her own board. Put it up and in. Follow
nice play there by
shot.
Wolfram. That's right. That's right. Just as the opponent stops and you keep on moving, good things are going to happen. Hey, Caleb, I just want to point out, Hannah Lertzma has been looking very familiar to me, and I couldn't figure it out. Just realized that when I was able to call the Calvin Hope game, the women's team, her sister Bree is a senior at Calvin, and they move almost the exact same way. They've got the same ritual at the free throw line, so you just love to see that. Even across the age gap, I mean, that's got to be 5 or 6 years, but very, very similar in the way that they move.
A lot of driveway basketball. Scrotenbor might have traveled with it. Gets it now back over. Stolen, Maddie Vanderswag. Ball is loose on the floor. We're going to have a jump ball here. It's going to stay with the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, definitely got away with one there, did Scrotenbor.
Looked like a travel from here, but the official had the better angle at it, and I guess we can say gave the Hawkeyes the benefit of the doubt. Ricky Ettinger. Dumping it down low. Wolfram, good cut by Wolfram, and she scores.
2 quick baskets for Wolfram, and that is huge for the Hawkeyes coming out. We talked about Sarah Burrish in the first half, but good to see another Hawkeye jumping on board here.
In the span of a minute and a half, Wolfram has doubled her points from 4 to 8, and now Vanderswag has it. Back over now, Hannah Lertzma. Lertzma's going to attack. Picks up a dribble now over to Roskamp. Roskamp back over now, Dykema. Dykema launches a 3. In and out. Rebounded by Lertzma. Put it up and in. Put back bucket kills the Hawkeyes there. Ettinger, now to Merrill. Merrill skips it across to Sierra Scrotenbor. She thought about pulling the 3. She hasn't taken a single shot all night. Dumping down low, Wolfram. Wolfram back out, Ricky Ettinger. Down to Burrish. Burrish back out, Sierra Scrotenbor. She'll launch a 3. That'd be a big one. It just misses. Goes to Sally Merrill. And a foul called there on Kaylee Dykema.
A little bit of a late whistle there, but just lots of contact. Dykema can't believe it. Believe it was actually 2 Hawkeyes. Never want to believe the officials miss a call, but sometimes it happens.
And on to Burrish. And Dykema was complaining about the call. She fell asleep, and Burrish was wide open in the corner.
All right, Caleb, and head coach Van Hecken doesn't like that one. Obviously, he wanted that play. Sneaky play there by the Hawkeyes. Doesn't work out. Still 26-22.
Lertzma hands it now over to Moss. First we've seen of her in a long time. She got into foul trouble in the first half. Now Vanderswag on the wing. Vanderswag attacks. Puts up over Wolfram. Wolfram swiped by Vanderswag. We got a foul called there. Are they going to get Vanderswag or are they going to get Ash Wolfram? And they get Maddie Vanderswag.
Could feel the expectation build for that call.
I think I heard everyone on the Hamilton bench say it's got to be on white, and everyone on the Holland Christian stand say it's got to be on black. Scrover now to Ricky Ettinger. Ricky thought about the three, now to Merrill. Merrill to Wolfram. Wolfram skips it to Scrovemore. Scrovemore wide open for a three. That'd be a big one. It's good!
Scrovemore knocks it down. She has a kind of a long stroke there, Caleb, but she takes her time, and it's a good-looking stroke. Finishes with her hand in the basket, and she knocks it down. 29-22, 4:34 and counting in this third quarter.
Vanderswag is going to attack. They're going to get Ricky Ettinger there with a foul.
I believe that may have been a makeup one there, Caleb.
Yeah. You get tic-tac on one end, you got to go tic-tac on the other.
That's right, that's right.
And unfortunately for Ettinger, that's her third. They didn't get her in time, so Ricky's got to play smart here. They dump it down low. Dykema, oh, Ricky Ettinger very easily could have been dinged for a fourth foul. They got lucky. They tried to go that long skip pass that Ricky Ettinger loves. And Ricky Ettinger will check out. Becca Goodman will come back in for Hamilton. Hawkeyes dodged a bullet there. Ricky Ettinger, we've seen that baseball-style pass a lot this year. It kind of slipped there and nearly caused the Hawkeyes a turnover. Merrill, now to Goodman. Hawkeyes by seven. Now Merrill. Merrill will launch a three. That'd be a big one. No good. It missed off glass. Sierra Scrovemore deflected. It's going to see what the official does here. He's going to go back. It's going to stay with the Hawkeyes.
I believe there was just a late deflection there. He's got the best angle for it. Here's a quick inbounds pass for the Hawkeyes.
Burrish attacks. Dykema getting away with a lot of body now. Burrish feeds Scrotenmore. Now to Merrill. Merrill dumps it to Goodman in the corner. Trying to get it to Ash Wolfram. They get it now over Sarah Burrish. Burrish skips it to Merrill. Merrill open for another three. Will this one go? No, but a rebound to Wolfram. Ash will go up and she's fouled. They're going to get, no, they're going to travel on Wolfram. My mistake, I spoke a little too soon. I couldn't really see that one from here. Can't say if it was travel or if it was not. Not too much complaint there from Ashland. And the ball goes back to the Maroons. Vanderswag will dribble the basketball. Bronckhorst to check in for the Hawkeyes. Weirda for the Maroons. Vanderswag, guarded tightly by Sierra. Good defense by the freshman. Roskamp, down low, gets it to Moss. Moss dumps it now over to Dykema. Dykema trying to dump it, nearly turned over, but it goes still to the Maroons. And we're going to have a jump ball here with Lertzma and Scrotenborn. And it will stay with Holland Christian.
Yeah,
exciting action here.
Absolutely. A few big whistles as well. Caleb has broken up the action, but also been some pivotal moments as we've got fouls called both ways. That jump ball, bit of a quick whistle in my opinion.
And you saw another one, a Holland Christian foul led to a Sierra Scrotenborn three. In the corner now.
Ball nice takeaway there.
Bronckhorst wasn't looking for the pass, and it's a silly turnover. Vanderswag puts it up, and she's fouled by Ash Wolfram. Got to be looking there if you're Justine Bronckhorst.
Just a little bit of youth, Caleb. That'll happen. And get into a big game like this, one that shouldn't be a big game, but lots of energy in this one, and mistakes are bound to happen.
See if Vanderswag can put in these free throws. The seasoned vet for the Maroons. She hits it. See if Vanderswag can go 2 for 2 and cut it to 5. What a gutsy performance by the Maroons here. Even if they are to lose this ball game, this is going to send a notice to all of the OK Green that the Hawkeyes are beatable. And Vanderswag converts both. She's got 8 points. Sierra Scrover, now Sarah Burrish. Goodman on the wing. Sierra Scrover will hold. And Hamilton slowly runs through its offense.
Let's go
Highland Christian opens up a big lead here on the boys' side. They lead 43-27, pulling away from the Hawkeyes, as was expected. Goodman down low. Burrish. Burrish turns, looks, fires a jumper. Got fouled there on Roskin.
Yeah, she just took a little bit too long, and again, I think Sarah may have gotten bailed out, got caught from behind. But a nice long possession here for the Hawkeyes, and that's what you want to see. And now Sarah with two shots, a chance to extend this 5-point lead.
Be Burrish to shoot two. Foul actually went on Sadie Weirda. Sarah at the line. Her first one is up and no good. First missed free throw of the night for the Hawkeyes. Now 4-5. Burrish missed again. Rebound to Dykema. Might have walked with it. Goodman hustling. Dykema running even harder. Dykema skips it now. Vanderswag, that'd be a big triple. No good. Rebound to Ash Wolfram. Wolfram now to Sierra Scrotemore. Scrotemore takes her time. 2:12 to go in the third quarter. Hawkeyes trail. Lead by 5. Now to Bronckhorst. Bronckhorst down to Wolfram on the wing. Wolfram back to Bronckhorst. She's yet to score, but she's gotten more minutes than she usually does. Now skips it to Sierra Scrotemore. Now to Goodman. Goodman now to Scrotemore. Scrotemore taking her time. 1:48 to go. Highland Christian causing the Hawkeyes a lot of problems. The double on Burrish. She wasn't looking for it. She caught it, though. Scrotemore. Going all the way to the cup. Stops, pops, and hits.
Nice drive there by Scrotemore. And you could see her checking out the scoreboard on that possession, Caleb, just watching the seconds tick off. And I think there's been a message from the bench for this Hamilton Hawkeyes team to take their time on their offensive possessions.
Interesting stat here. Neither team has a single bench point in this one so far. Dump it down low. Roskamp, she lays it in. That's too easy there. Tori's been playing varsity basketball for 3 years now. She's not going to miss that shot, especially at 6'1". Wolfram, now to Bronckhorst. 1:02 to go here in the third. Hawkeye still hanging on to a small lead of 5 points. Goodman, now Sierra Scrotemore. Scrotemore, now to Goodman again. Back out Burrish. Burrish attacks. Puts it up, no good. Rebound to Vanderswag. Vanderswag, 41 to go in the third. Weirda skips it out at Dykema. 35 seconds to go in the third. Dykema's going to attack. Put it up over Bronckhorst, and Justine got dinged with a foul. First foul there on Justine, and that will send Kaylee Dykema to the line to shoot two free throws. And if she puts these in, Steve, it is all of a sudden, for the first time in a long time, a one-possession game.
Absolutely, and I mean, we talk about it on one end. You've got one team taking their time on the offensive end, and watch the Holland Christian Maroons on the other side. And, I mean, obviously, they want to attack the basket. They've got to get back in this ball game, and that's exactly the way you want to do it.
All right, Hamilton's, you went to tell me at the beginning of this year that Hamilton would have a situation where the three guards they had on the court were, at the same time, were Sally Merrill, Justine Bronckhorst, and Becca Goodman. But that's just, you know, it's the hand they were dealt. And they've been doing, I think, pretty good so far. You know, with the hand they've dealt, it's not their best hand. It's not their A lineup. But I still think they've done the best that they have been able to do. They haven't played awful. Ettinger, 20 seconds to go in the third. Hawkeyes by 3. Now Merrill. Merrill back, Ricky Ettinger. Now feeds Becca Goodman. Goodman back out Ettinger. Ettinger dumps it down low. Burrish. Burrish to Merrill. Merrill for 3. That'd be a big one. Good! Sally Merrill!
Huge shot there by Merrill. Better possession by the Hamilton Hawkeyes. And what a way to end the third quarter. 34-28. Hawkeyes with a big lead. They get a standing O from their fans. That's Hawkeye basketball right there.
That is a big, big shot from the sophomore, Sally Merrill. It puts the Hawkeyes up 6, and they will start with the basketball. So if Hamilton hits another 3, all of a sudden you're looking at a 9-point lead after 2 possessions. But if they would have not hit that 3 and Holland Christian would have gotten a stop, they could hit a 3 and tie the ball game. Looking at a swing of about 8 or 9 points there just on one shot. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but we're at the 8-minute mark of the fourth quarter. That's the first points off the bench for either team. Now, obviously, Sally Merrill would be a would have a lot bigger role on most teams in the OK Green.
That's right, Caleb. And, I mean, what was that stat that you said earlier? What was the halftime score this time last meeting down in
Hamilton?
Score
at halftime was 42-17 after two quarters.
Right. And, I mean, now you look at this score after three, 34-28. So yeah. The scoring has been much more balanced. But, I mean, it felt like at the beginning of the game, Caleb, for both of these teams, really, there was like a cap on the basket there. Just, you know, both teams having a hard time getting the baskets to fall, at least besides the bunnies inside. And I think that's part of the reason that we aren't seeing those bench points high. Just points have been tough to come by here tonight.
Absolutely. Hamilton scoring 34 points is next to unheard of. Merrill, now Ettinger. Ettinger to Goodman on the wing. Hamilton running a motion offense that features all players. Doesn't single out any player to get a shot. Now Merrill. Merrill skips it to Goodman. Goodman thought about the three. We'll cycle it back to Ricky Ettinger. Ettinger. Now Goodman.
Patience once more from this Hawkeye offense.
Merrill on the wing. Hamilton taking its time. Absolutely. Everyone talks about how the Hamilton team runs. Well, when they get in offensive sets, they really don't hustle. But they like to run when they get turnovers. Hamilton doesn't usually have possessions like this in most games. But they keep cycling, looking for a good shot. The fans giving their approval of this Hawkeye attack. Down low burst. Skips out Wolfram. Not the person you want in the corner to stop and pop for three. Hamilton's had it for about a minute. Now Ettinger. Ettinger with a safe pass to Goodman. Goodman now to Burrish on the wing. Burrish to Wolfram. Wolfram had it stripped. Vanderswag to steal.
See what the Maroons can do now off that turnover. I mean, they've already lost a minute and 15 in this final quarter.
Roskamp feeds Lertzma. Lertzma now to Vanderswag. She's been awful quiet here in the second half. Guarded by Becca Goodman. Interesting to ask Damon Hecken after this one if there's anything specific that they did. Moss put it up. No good. Rebound there by Dykema. Dykema skips it to Roskamp. Roskamp. Now Moss. Missy Moss now. Picks up her dribble. Now to Vanderswag. Vanderswag feeds to Dykema for three. It's good!
Huge shot there by Dykema. Back to a one-possession game just like that. 6-10 left in this one.
34-31 Hamilton. Kaylee Dykema hits a huge three for the Maroons. Ricky Ettinger now to Merrill. Merrill. Now to Ettinger again. Now back Becca Goodman. Goodman. Now Ricky Ettinger. Feeds Merrill. Merrill. Skips it to Goodman. Goodman thought about the three. Hamilton, again, so patient offensively. Ettinger put it up. Tough shot. Hit it, Ricky Ettinger. Oh, off the high glass. And Ricky scores.
Nice take there. She goes through two defenders, holds it up high with the left hand, like you mentioned, Caleb, and the soft touch to get the finish to go.
Vanderswag skips it now in the corner. Triple from Roskamp. No good. Rebound there by Wolfram, and they're going to get Roskamp, but they're over the back foul. That triple is actually attempted by Lertzma, and they're going to get Roskamp. And I believe that's going to be Roskamp's second or third. That's her second. Sierra Scromore comes in for Becca Goodman. Great minutes off the bench for Becca Goodman, the senior, showing why she's one of those leaders for the Hawkeyes. Full timeout called by Dan Van Hecken. If you're Steve, what are you telling the girls right now if you're Dan Van Hecken?
Hey, honestly, Caleb, I'm just looking at them and I'm saying, continue to take your time offensively, relax, know who you are, you know what you're good at. And, I mean, what's been working so far for the Hawkeyes here tonight has been that in-and-out movement, you know, getting the ball into the bigs, whether that's Burrish or that's Wolfram. And, I mean, you get it in, you get it back out, you have a look at a wide-open three, and, hey, if you're going to try and force a shot with 5:28 left in the fourth quarter, that's probably just not a good move. So I really think Coach Van Hecken is just saying, relax, you know, don't be afraid to make the extra pass and wait for that basket to come to you. Don't go out and look for the basket. We play good defense. We hit the shots that we should here. We're going to win this game. We're going to go home with another W. We're going to be 14-1 on the season. I think that's the advice I'm giving. On the other end, however, as we hear that first buzzer, Caleb, it's attack, attack, attack. I mean, you got to get defensively aggressive. If you're the Maroons, you got to get offensively aggressive. You got to start attacking the basket, and you got to start attacking the basketball, looking for steals, looking for maybe, you know, some tie-ups, anything just to flip this tide over as we've got a five-point game still.
Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly what Heather Swieringa said. In her first year, you wouldn't be able to tell it by the way she handles her team. Ettinger, guarded by Vanderslag. Big possession here for Hamilton. Edgar now to Wolfram. Now to Sierra Scrotenbohr on the wing. Scrotenbohr now out Merrill. Now to Ricky Edgar. Has Wolfram in the post. They get it to Ashton. They're going to get another foul there on Roskamp. That's going to be her third, and it's going to be the fifth this half on the Maroons. So both teams a fair way out of the bonus. Possession arrow favors the Maroons. So if we get a held ball, it will stay with Allen Christian. Edgar gets it into Burrish. Burrish feeds Edgar. 5 minutes to go in this one. Edgar hands to Burrish. 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 Good defense by Vanderswag. Tough shot by Burrish, and she hit it. Sarah Burrish.
Turn around with the right hook. Nice looking take there as our colleague to our right here, Caleb, was just talking about Vanderswag, but Sarah Burrish just betters her with the right hand.
Dykema goes right around Ash Wolfram, kicks it back out. Moss for three, her first field goal. No. Rebound to Burrish. She is having herself one heck of a ball game. She has 12 points, only two this half, but she's been key for the Hawkeyes. Edgar. Now to Merrill. Merrill gets pushed by Vanderswag. Now it's Scrotenbohr. Scrotenbohr feet hands to Ricky Edgar. 4:13 to go in this one. Edgar attacks. And we're going to get a charge call there on Ricky Edgar. Not too much complaint there from the Hawkeye bench, and that's going to be Ricky's fourth. Got to be careful here if you're able to. You know, if you have A.J. Edgar, and you have Bria Scrotenbohr, and you have Allie James, I mean, I know Allie hasn't seen that much action here, but that's four players, and you can't, none of them can see action now.
Right, right. And that's just huge. I mean, especially when you get into situations like this where you're in foul trouble, where the games last a little bit longer, where the game's a little bit tighter, you're afraid to put in maybe those, you know, go deeper into your bench just because of how important this game is. And you hit it right on the head, Caleb.
Roskamp, now over to Dykema. Dykema now in the corner. I believe that's Vanderswag. Can't see the number. That is Maddie. A few more buckets for the Hawkeyes would be huge. Lertzma showing some of that speed, going all the way to the cup, off the high glass. She scores.
Nice finish there by Lertzma. 5-point game once again.
Lertzma with 11 points. Now Goodman. And Holland Christian back to that. It looks almost like a 2-3. It is a 2-3 zone, but they have the forward a little farther down than the two other. The center, of, I will say, the center is a little farther down than the others so far in this attack. Burrish. Hawkeyes by five. Burrish going right on Dykema. Skips it to Goodman. Goodman feeds Sierra Scrotenbohr. Hamilton content to take its time, which is something you don't usually hear from a Dan Van Hecken squad. But who would have thought? I mean, you had a game on Friday. Hamilton won the first meeting against Unity Christian 62-30. Won the second one by 12, and it was a lot closer than that. Same scenario here. Hawkeyes won the first meeting 66-39. Had a 55-28 lead after three. This one's a 5-point game with 2:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Merrill, now to Wolfram. Ash takes her time.
And another minute-long possession here, Caleb. We're at 2:35 on the clock.
You got to think Heather Swearing has got to pull this 2-3 zone off pretty soon. Hamilton going down low. Sally Merrill scores, and that's a big bucket. Oh, Sally Merrill find a way to get wide open. That's two huge buckets for Sally here in this fourth quarter to make it a 7-point game. And you got to think if you're Holland Christian, as Ross Campbell launch a three and hit it. No, it's a two. It's a two.
Long two, but keeps the game at five.
You got to think. You got to start thinking about pulling that zone off if you're Heather Swearing. Hamilton has taken a lot of time on every possession. Wolfram, Nourish. We've got a timeout here called by Dan Van Hecken. It's going to be a 30-second timeout.
Right, Caleb, and I just want to talk about that last possession for the Hawkeyes, not to take anything away from the Maroons, but once again, I mean, you just see the trust, you see the patience, and really it's the maturity of this
Absolutely.
Hawkeye offense that just impresses me, Caleb, as they move the ball around and finally, like you said, somehow got a wide-open shot underneath, and that backdoor cut, I mean, you're passing the ball around the perimeter, obviously trying to just take advantage of not having a shot clock at the high school level and waste as much time as you can. But, I mean, if you can have a minute and a half long possession and then still get 2 points at the end of it, you'll take that every single time down the floor.
Absolutely. And you want to take a look at the other end of the coin. You can take a minute possession, but you also don't want to, you know, play stall ball, if you will. Mm-hmm. You want to still be aggressive offensively because you might be able to get an easy basket within the first 10 seconds of a possession. Because we look at it, this is still a 5-point game. Hamilton still has to be aggressive on the offensive end of the floor. Once again, you see Hamilton's depth shining through. No bench points from the Maroons. Hamilton has just five, but they've gotten great bench contributions from other players. The inbound to Burrish. 2 minutes left in this one. Ricky Ettinger catches. She's got to be careful. She's got four fouls. Ettinger. Now to Wolfram. Wolfram now to Ricky Ettinger. Holland Christian is coming out of that zone and gone to man-to-man. Burrish now to Scrotmore. Scrotmore gets a screen from Wolfram. Now to Wolfram. Now to Ettinger. Hamilton taking a lot of time and trying to run the clock on this one. They got a foul call there. Burrish goes down, and Roskamp knew it. That's going to be her fourth. And Hamilton's still one away from being in the bonus. But you got to think Holland Christian's got to start to foul. With as good as Hamilton shot the free throws, you can't rely on misses. You got to rely on time.
You're right, Caleb. And actually, that foul really...
We're going to have a timeout called here.
You can probably hear the yelling over the broadcast. But either way, and what I was saying, though, Caleb, is Hamilton may have actually gotten bailed out by that foul underneath. Ettinger actually lost it up top, and, I mean, that would have been a change of possession there, which really would have swayed possession. And like you were saying, you don't want to play the stall ball, because if you're playing the stall ball and then you lose it or you don't convert, then, I mean, you're really just digging yourself in a hole.
Absolutely.
At the end of the day, you still got to put points on the board, especially with the way on these past few possessions the Maroons have been able to go right down, you know, kick out to a shooter or just drive right to the basket and either get opportunities from the open play or, get a foul and have an opportunity at the free throw stripe.
Taking a look at the rivalry in the other end of the other end, Holland Christian leads 52-38, so it does look like the Maroons will sweep the season series for the first time in 6 years. Hamilton swept the series for the first time last year, so it just tells you how much that series has been back and forth between the that shows you how much the series for the guys has been back and forth. Unfortunately, it's kind of gone in the Maroons' favor this year. Just interested to see what happens in the rest of that ball game. Ettinger.
Got to get an inbound.
And they do to Sierra Scrotmore. Scrotmore. Now to Ricky Ettinger. 1:27 to go. Now out Ash Wolfram. You see Heather Swearing. It says foul. And now they're going to get a steal. Weirda. Damon Hecken says, are you kidding me? Layup misses. Goes to Weirda. Weirda put it up, no good. Weirda put it up, no good. Blocked by Wolfram. And out of bounds to the Maroons with 1:06 to go.
No, Caleb, I don't know about that.
Holland Christian faithful wanted a foul. Hamilton fans wanted a foul. Holland Christian fans wanted a bucket and an and one, maybe. Pass is going to be deflected to Roskamp. Gonna get a jump ball and it will stay with the Maroons. Ash, if they wouldn't have called that jump ball, Ash Wolfram was 1 second away from ripping that ball out. Oh man, exciting action here. I know Hamilton coach Damon Hecken's gonna probably want a much larger victory in a much more convincing fashion, but this is what high school basketball is all about.
You got that right, Caleb. This is fun to watch.
See what Coach Hecken says, no threes. We're under a minute. Vanderswag. Skips it out, Roskamp. Roskamp for three. That's a big one. No good. Rebound of Sarah Burrish. 46 seconds to go. Ricky Ettinger's pushing. Skips it to Merrill. Merrill. They're going to get a foul call there on Tori Roskamp. That's her fifth. She's done. And
Roskamp knew it right away, obviously, but she's in a situation where she has to foul with 41.8 left. You know, the Hawkeyes actually probably could have taken a few more seconds off the clock there, how they got the extra pass, but it was like Merrill. I mean, hey, she wants the ball in her hand. She wants to be fouled. She wants to be the one at the line shooting the free throws.
You see Damon Hecken coaching Ricky Ettinger up there. It's a sign of a good coach.
Absolutely. Here in crunch time, even though she is a junior, can always learn.
Big 1-1 here for Merrill. The first one is up. Missed it. Rebound to Ash Wolfram.
Huge rebound there by Wolfram.
Wolfram's going to get fouled. No, skips it to Ricky Ettinger. Ettinger back to Scrotmore. Time running out of this one. Ettinger is going to get fouled there by Moss. Wrapped their hands around her. Not sure if they're going to call the intentional foul there, but big free throws here for Ricky Ettinger. If Hamilton can get one, even just one, or if Hamilton can convert both, it's going to be awful hard for the Maroons with a 7 points in 33 seconds. But if they hit one and make it, it still remains a two-possession game, Who knows? Ettinger hits the first. Big free throw from Ricky. She's got, on the ball game tonight, she's got 7 points, but she also has 4 fouls. I'm sure Coach Van Hecken doesn't really care about the fouls at this point. And that is going to make it awful tough, Steve, for this Maroon squad. Down 7 with 33.4 left.
That's right, and we got a 30-second timeout here to talk things over. But like you said, Caleb, and like we've been saying all game, and I mean really before the game you and I just chatting it up, the Hawkeyes came out here really with the control, and the Maroons are at a point where they have nothing to lose. Nothing to lose in their season, really nothing to lose in this game either, and they've been playing like they have nothing to lose in this game. And that being said, they've definitely given the Hawkeyes a run for their money, but with 33.4, as long as the Hawkeyes can get a defensive stop and hit free throws, they don't even need to get a defensive stop. If they can hit their free throws, then this one should be all but said and done.
Vanderswag with the basketball. 28 seconds to go in this one. Now over, it's Sadie Weirda. Now back Moss. Moss is going to attack. Put it up. No good. Rebound to Ash Wolfram. That should just about do it. They foul Wolfram, and Hamilton has this one all but put away.
Yeah, Wolfram will take the long walk down, and with 17.3 to go, figure you get it to 9 points.
And they got Missy Moss. That's her fourth. So she's one away from fouling out. One and one for Ashlyn Wolfram. Wolfram's first. Did not get the membership. Bounce tipped around. And we're going to have a foul call here on the Hawkeyes.
Still one to give.
That's going to go on Ash Wolfram. That's her third and the sixth on the team. Don't even play any defense if you're Hamilton. I mean, play somewhat defense, but why even play sub up and tight? It's 10 seconds left in the game. This one's all but over. Moss will shoot a three. No good. Rebounded there. And we're going to foul call there on Vanderswag. Now since Sal Merrill to the line for two. We'll see if Sally can convert.
Happened with 5.8 to go. That should do it. Actually, so, I think with one free throw, Caleb, we can say that that will do it.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's going to be over. Hamilton's going to take the win in this one. But, you know.
Hasn't come easy.
No. If you're Holland Christian, you're going to fall to 3-11. As Merrill misses first, you're going to fall to 3-11. But you got to build on, you know, Hamilton was punching, and Holland Christian found a way to punch back. And they punched back, and they punched back, and they found a way to keep this a ball game as Merrill misses both. Rebounded there by Burrish. Taken away by Lertzma.
But that'll do it.
That'll do it. And if you're Hamilton, you got to look at it and say, we took a heck of a punch.
Yep.
And we came out standing. You know, people will look at the score and say, wow, only a 7-point victory, but, you know.
Do that without Bria. You do that without A.J. Ettinger for most of the game. You do that without Allie Jennings. That's a heck of a victory in my book, Caleb.
Absolutely. A gutsy, gutsy win. You see your star forward go down in the first half. That's a gutsy, gutsy win for this Lady Hawkeye program. Steve, just your thoughts as I add up the scoring.
Absolutely. And my thoughts are, as the rest of the season continues, and I mean as we're getting into the tail end now, before we get into playoffs in this second half of the year, for the Hamilton Hawkeyes, it's keep everyone healthy. And, I mean, I know that's difficult, but like you said, technically down to 10 players on the floor right now, and you want to get your girls back. You want to get that A lineup, like you mentioned, Caleb, back in. Keep morale high. Keep working hard in practices and just try to avoid games like this one. Try to avoid games where you're keeping teams in it that really shouldn't be in it. And for the Holland Christian Maroons, obviously, you know, tough for some players like Vanderswag, but when you have Hannah Lertzma, played a great game here tonight, only a sophomore. You got a lot to build on moving forward. Kaylee Dykema had some solid minutes, only a junior. So lots of upside for this Holland Maroon team and Holland Christian Maroon team and with Heather Swearinga in her first year. I mean, like you said, Caleb, doesn't seem like she's in her first year. And really, I think the Holland Christian Maroons are going to figure this out, and they've had a traditionally good program in the past, so we'll see what happens moving forward.
Didn't think you were playing a 3-11 team tonight.
Yep, that's right, absolutely.
Breaking down the scoring tonight for the Hawkeyes. First, we'll start over Ricky Ettinger and AJ Ettinger. They both had four for Hamilton. Sally Merrill and Sierra Scrotemore both had 5 points. And Ash Wolfram had 6 for Hamilton, and Sarah Burrish led the way with 12. Justine Bronckhorst, Becca Goodman, and I believe Sydney Peters all saw action and did not score. For the Holland Christian Maroons, they had Kaylee Dykema had 5. That great player in Maddie Vanderswak had 8. Tori Roskamp had 10. And leading the scoring for Holland Christian was Hannah Lertzema with 11 points. So Hamilton moves to 14-1. 14-1 on the season. And 8-0 in league play. Sitting pretty going on to the final stretch. So for Steve Binning, my name is Cale Bessink. You have been listening to Hamilton Lady Hawkeye Basketball on Covering Hawkeye Sports. I will talk to you live Friday night at the Dutch Dome for Hamilton Hawkeye Basketball against the Holland Dutch. You've been listening to Hamilton Hawkeye Basketball on Covering Hawkeye Sports. See you soon.